How about a teacher?
Well, I believe it'll
ever. It'll fly. I don't know that I've ever heard it, but it'll fly in the
okay.
same way.
All right. And if you're talking, introducing some people, you'd say that man over there, you're introducing, let's say you're introducing your children to your brother and sister for the first time. They'd never met him before. And you'd say, now that man over there, he is your uncle.
Oh, your uncle.
And that girl, that woman, she is
your aide.
Okay. And the commander of the army in a war, he'd be a... his rank.
You mean in commander-in-chief or just...
And he would, his rank would be... What are some of the ranks in the army?
In the army, captain, lieutenant.
Higher than a captain. In Kentucky,
well,
they always talk about that.
You've grown up to the president, commander-in-chief.
Yeah. Yeah, but the man, well, like MacArthur was a...
General.
Yeah, and before
he was promoted to general, he was a...
Well, they might have a place in, I don't know if they have one in Rogersville or not, a fried chicken. There's a man who makes this Kentucky fried chicken. His name is Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
All right. And do you ever use the word captain for anything else? I mean, besides a man in the army, what anybody else might be called captain?
No, never. I don't think I've ever used that.
And the man who presides over a trial is a...
judge.
And a person, a child in school would be called a...
pupil.
Now, I'd call him a pupil probably in elementary school. But how about when he gets up into high school?
Oh, a student.
All right. And a man has a woman in an office who takes care of the work, that she'd be a
secretary.
Right. And the talking about your nationality, say somebody asks you, are you a Canadian? You say, why, no, I'm
American.
Right. And a person with black skin is a
Negro.
Now, what other terms have you heard for that? Other neutral terms?
Colored.
All right. And how about some unkind terms or really?
Oh, nigger. No such as that.
What other ones can you think of? That's what I meant.
That's all comes to mind.
All right. And a person, very poor people who don't take care of their property, they might be called, might be a family in the neighborhood, they just didn't take care of anything, they just let everything go and they expected other people to take care of them.
Been through for...
Did you ever use the word either trash or redneck or something like that?
Well, you asked me if I ever did. I hope I haven't. Because the Lord loves them as well as does you and I.
Okay, sure.
But I don't know.
Now, a person who lives way out in the country, you'd call that person a... way out up in the mountains or something.
A hillbilly?
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear, that's what I mean. Now, I mean a hillbilly. Now, are there any other expressions other than a hillbilly that you can think of?
Country Hoosier.
All right. Now, what is a cracker? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard that used. I don't know. I'm just honestly, I don't know how to
okay.
express.
That's what all I want to
I've heard it used.
All right. Now, if someone is rushing you, is really rushing you around, you'd say, now, just...
Don't push me.
I'll be with you
in a moment.
So you might say to him, just a
short while.
All right. And if somebody wanted to know the distance from here to Kingsport, might drive up and ask you, tell me how.
How about answering?
He might say, what might he say to you? He might drive up and say, how.
Four.
Sure. And if a person wanted to know the number of times you go to Kingsport, let's say, someone might say, how?
Oh, once a week, yeah. Once a month.
Yeah, and say, well, I really don't go there very
often.
All right. And if I say, I'm not going to vote for, I listened to everything that candidate said, and I'm not going to vote for him, and you agree with me, and you say, I'm not.
Either.
All right. And now, these things are just for pronunciation.